Hello, everybody. From outside of Tucson, it's Radio Munson. And that's Harold Jones drums kicking off the Count Basie Band. Chicago, the title and towns, Basie Band from 1970. Count Basie's still playing piano, and he was getting up in years. That was one of his last albums, but it has just been released recently. Chico O'Farrell's arrangements for the Basie Band from 1970 when they went into the DMP record studios in New York City and recorded with Freddie, the usual characters on the rhythm section. Basie's piano, Freddie Green still playing guitar. George DeVivier was his bass player, and Harold Jones on drums with Eddie Lockjaw Davis doing a little solo work on Chicago. Here on Radio Munson, the Basie Band sticks around here because we're going to need them in just a couple of minutes. Keeley Smith tonight, Pete Fountain on our music list, an old, old recording by the Mills Brothers, you know, just accompanied by that guitar and the vocal instruments that they produced themselves. And K-Star tonight, and Woody Herman's Four Brothers Band playing their theme song, actually, and a whole bunch of other stuff. There's a new album, a relatively new album, that Steve Tyrell has, and we'll play that tonight. Broadcasting from just outside of Tucson, Arizona, just a little ways up Dove Mountain tonight, and this will be our next to last of these Thursday broadcasts from this location, and then back in central Illinois from the studios of WGLT. A lot of rain in the forecast for Bloomington Normal. Maybe not tonight, and maybe tomorrow, but maybe not. And almost certainly Saturday, the way it looks right now. And I know you're about fed up with rain. It just wastes till the weekend to rain during the spring in central Illinois. Am I right about that? You know what each one of those raindrops signifies, however.
Every time it rains, it rains. Pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortunes falling all over the town. Be sure that's your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Every time it rains, it's gonna rain pennies from heaven. Don't you know every cloud contains lots of pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling, baby, all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you've got to have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Frank Sinatra from the first album he ever did with the Count Basie Band. That was 1962. Frank Foster was playing tenor saxophone. Here's Keeley Smith.
Tear a star from out the sky, and the sky feels blue. Tear a petal from a rose, and the rose weeps too. The spark away. Would you take the wings from birds so that they can't fly? Would you take the ocean's roar and leave just a sigh? All this your heart won't let you do. This is what I beg of you. Don't take your love from me. Mm-hmm. oceans roar, and leave just a sigh. All this your heart won't let you do. This is what I beg of you. Don't take your love.
That's Keeley Smith with a Nelson Riddle arrangement here on Radio Munson. Didn't I say we were going to do some Pete Fountain music tonight? Let's go down to New Orleans for Someday, Sweetheart. Sweetheart, that's one of those basics that everybody in New Orleans plays, and Pete Fountain surrounded himself with great sidemen for the session. Speaking of sidemen, the Mills Brothers didn't need any of those guys. Sidemen, I mean. They brought along their own.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I'm plenty of. Baby, dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness. And I guess, for all those things you always pine for, gee, I'd like to see you looking swell. Baby, diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell. Baby, till that lucky day, I know darn well. Baby, I can't give you anything but love.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've got plenty of. Baby, dream a while, scheme a while, someday you'll find happiness. And I guess all those things that you always find, boy, I'd like to see you looking swell. Baby, diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell. My little baby, to that lucky day, I know darn well. Baby, I can't give you anything but love.
Four boys and a guitar, they call themselves the Mills Brothers from Piqua, Ohio, here on Radio Munson. Woody Herman's Four Brothers Band, coming up in a few minutes. This is K-Star.
Thank you.
Herman's famous Four Brothers Band. That's what they called it. Really, was his second herd. Woody Herman's, they called it his initial band, Woody Herman's Herd. And then the second band was called Woody Herman's Second Herd, also called the Four Brothers Band. Then there was a third herd and a fourth herd. Woody kept blowing that clarinet and occasionally an alto saxophone, occasionally he'd take the mic to do a vocal. And he just kept on keeping on for many decades. Woody Herman. He played clarinet there with the Four Brothers Band, and the song that gave him the name, called Four Brothers, a song that saxophonist Jimmy Jeffrey had written, and they recorded in 1947, including three young tenor saxophonists, Stan Getz, Zoot Sims, and Herbie Stewart. Maybe you've heard of those guys. And the baritone saxophonist was Serge Chaloff. Here on Radio Munson. You can reach me at don at wglt.org whenever the mood strikes you. We're on Thursday nights on GLT, tonight from a little ways up Dove Mountain, just outside of Tucson, Arizona. I promised something by Steve Tyrell this evening. Boy, Steve Tyrell has really become the new Bobby Short of New York City Cafe Society because of his long stints as the entertainer in the famed Cafe Carlyle on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And Tyrell keeps cranking out the albums. His most recent one is a tribute to songwriter Sammy Kahn and his one of his writing partners, Jewel Stein. They wrote this song in, I think it was 1945, right near the end of World War II. And the lyrics become a little more important that Sammy wrote when you realize it was right near the end of the war. David Mann plays tenor saxophone for Steve Tyrell.
Just kiss me once, then kiss me twice, and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, kiss me twice, kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. It's been a long, long time.
Steve Tyrell, that's David Mann's saxophone. David Mann is a session saxophone under much demand. these days. He was a saxophonist for several different groups, Tower of Power, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and has backed so many vocalists on albums. David Mann, Steve Tyrell. The lyrics were Sammy Kahn's for a melody that Jules Stein wrote, and they recorded it first in 1945. I think it was Harry James Band with Helen Forrest who originally recorded that song right near the end of World War II. Here's a lyricist, Mitchell Parrish, who wrote some great lyrics for songs that Hoagy Carmichael had written, including this one, done by Super Sax, the group that Med Flory put together, with four saxophonists. And Med Flory asked the LA Voices to sing on one of his albums, and he could easily do that because he was one of the LA Voices, another quartet featuring the vocalist Sue Rainey. And together, Super Sax and the LA Voices recorded Hoagy Carmichael.
And now the purple dusk of twilight steals across the meadows of my heart so softly. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. Whoa. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. No. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night, every lonely night, dreaming of a song, the melody. Beside a garden wall, when every single star is shining bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain.
My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Thank you.
In the late 1970s and early 1980s, Super Sax had its day. I mean, it was a great eight-piece group, including four saxophonists. There were Med Flory and Lanny Morgan, Ray Reed, and Jay Magliori. And that was Conte Condoli, by the way, playing that muted trumpet. And the vocal group, of which Med Flory was also a part, was, I think, it was either a sextet or an eightet. I'm not sure now whether there were, or that would be an octet, I guess. But I'm not sure whether there were six or eight members of L.A. Voices. I think there were eight, actually. But they recorded together, and that one was from 1983, an album. They did two albums together. That's from one of them, and a great Mitchell Parrish lyric for Hoagy Carmichael's song, Stardust. Here on Radio Munson, we're going to Carnegie Hall right now. It's 1962, and the Basie Band is in the pit playing for Tony Bennett.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip parade and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of a subway train, the rattle of a taxi, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Hey, come on along, listen to the lullaby of Broadway. The Copacabana birdland to the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town and everything gets hazy. You rock about your baby round to Ellington or Basie. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. But listen to the lullaby of old Broadway.
Tony Bennett, 1962 in Carnegie Hall, here on Radio Munson. Some 1940s-style boogie-woogie coming up next.
Thank you. Texas. There's a guy who plays the best piano by far. He can play piano in a way you like it. But the kind he plays the best is A to the bar. When he jams, it's a ball. He's the daddy of them all. The people gather round when he gets on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm he plays puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there bothers to dance. And when he jams with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, head to the bar. A plink, a plank, a plink, plank, plink, plank, plunking on the keys. A riff, a rap, a riff, rap, riffing out with ease. And when he jams with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, head to the bar.
All of a sudden in 1940, people just couldn't get enough of that 8 beats to the bar music called Boogie Woogie. And Freddie Slack, whose nickname was Daddy, was playing it for Will Bradley's band. That's what the lyric is all about. That was Will Bradley's trombone you heard there, with Ray McKinley, the drummer, doing the vocal. 1940, here on Radio Munson, with Beth Hart singing with the harmonica of Toots Thielemans.
I've got a right to sing the blues. I've got a right to moan and sigh. I've got a right to sit and cry. Down around the river, a certain man in this old town keeps begging my poor heart around. All I say for me is misery. Down around the river, soon that deep blue sea will be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues.
Toots Thielemans playing his harmonica with Beth Hart, whose picture, by the way, is on our Radio Munson Facebook page. If you love this vintage jazz that we play on Thursday nights, check it out. Go to Facebook.com and check out Radio Munson. I'm Don. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time this evening, 7 o'clock here in the Mountain Time Zone, which ought to be 1 hour behind Midwestern time now, but now it's 2 hours behind because the people in Arizona don't believe in daylight savings time. So, there you have it. Here's a song that Willie Nelson recorded with Wynton Marsalis. Did they make two albums out of their little enterprise together? Wynton Marsalis, who's the musical director at Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City, invited Willie and his guys in to play with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. And it was quite an event, and they made at least one and maybe two albums out of it. This was about 10 years ago, maybe 11 years ago. I think it was 2006. And among others, Willie had his harmonica player with him for that session. That's Mickey Raphael. And there were a number of the veteran jazz players playing with Wynton Marsalis, who played his wonderful trumpet. Walter Blanding on the saxophone, who dates back to the Duke Ellington days, and Don Nimmer playing piano on another Hoagy Carmichael tune with lyrics by Stuart Gorrell.
Georgia. Georgia. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Nelson and Wynton Marsalis, Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City, here on Radio Munson. Here's something by the Pied Pipers.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't dark, it's light. If you ain't sure, you might. Gotta be this or that. Tell me what I must know if you don't lie.
gets new. If you don't jive, you croon. If it ain't Joe, it's June. Gotta be this or that.
Baby, who can it be if it ain't me?
No, it's not your mother. Can't you see it's gotta be one way or the other? I'll go. If it ain't yes,
it's no.
Gotta be this or that.
The singing group with Tommy Dorsey's great band, the Pied Pipers. And I don't want to take issue with these guys, but we're playing a little bit of this and a little bit of that every Thursday on Radio Munson. Coming up in just a few minutes, the band that won the Essentially Ellington competition among high school jazz bands at Jazz at Lincoln Center just this past weekend. In the meantime, here's Ted Heath's band with I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister, Kate.